When my family brought home our newborn daughter, our dog Tassie faced a seemingly impossible challenge, distinguishing his toys from nearly identical baby toys scattered across the floor. Without training, Tassie never once touched my daughter's belongings, carefully selecting only his own from the jumble. This wasn't just good behavior, it was remarkable cognitive ability. Dogs perform these impressive feats in homes worldwide, yet until recently, science largely overlooked their intelligence. The past decade has witnessed a revolution in understanding canine cognition, revealing dogs possess a unique genius that has made them arguably the most successful mammals besides humans. Their cognitive abilities have enabled them to spread across the globe and integrate into human society in increasingly specialized ways. This deep connection isn't just sentimental, it's rooted in dogs' extraordinary ability to understand us in ways no other species can. Intelligence isn't a single quality, but manifests in many forms. When cognitive scientists assess animal intelligence, they examine how successfully a species has survived across diverse environments. By this measure, dogs are unquestionably brilliant. They've thrived everywhere humans live, increasingly pampered in homes and employed in specialized roles from service work to cancer detection. The cognitive revolution transformed our understanding, recognizing that different parts of the brain specialize in solving different problems. True genius requires not just specialized skills, but the ability to make inferences, to solve novel problems through imagination rather than trial and error. Dogs like Chaser and Rico show remarkable word-learning abilities, comparable to human infants, inferring that new words refer to unfamiliar objects. How did wolves transform from feared predators to our closest animal companions? This remarkable shift began during the Ice Age, when humans and wolves first encountered each other 1.75 million years ago. Initially, Neanderthals occupied a middle position in the carnivore hierarchy, similar to African wild dogs today. When modern humans arrived in Europe with their projectile weapons and social organization, they became the dominant carnivores. Within 15,000 years of humans' arrival, most large carnivores, including Neanderthals, went extinct. Only the omnivorous brown bear and, surprisingly, the wolf survived. The common theory that humans deliberately adopted wolf puppies seems implausible. Humans were already successful hunters, and wolves required massive amounts of meat to sustain. Yet by 12,000 years ago, the human-dog bond had become so profound that dogs were being buried with humans across Europe, the Levant, Siberia, and East Asia, suggesting a dramatic transformation in their relationship. My journey into dog cognition research started with Oreo, my Labrador, in my parents' garage. While studying chimpanzee cognition at Emory University, I claimed my dog could understand pointing gestures, an ability thought unique to humans. My skeptical professor encouraged testing. In fall 1995, using methods from infant and primate research, Oreo demonstrated he could follow pointing to find hidden food. We eliminated alternative explanations. He wasn't tracking scent, following hand movement, learning during tests, or just responding to motion. This suggested dogs could understand human communicative intentions. During my Harvard PhD, we investigated further. While we initially thought dogs' communicative abilities came from human exposure, testing puppies revealed surprising results. 9-week-old puppies performed as well as adults at interpreting human gestures, even with minimal human contact. This suggested these abilities were innate rather than learned. Science had long overlooked canine intelligence, focusing on wild species and assuming domestication reduced intelligence. Our garage experiments revealed the opposite. Domestication had enhanced dogs' ability to understand humans. In Soviet Russia, Dmitry Belyev conducted a groundbreaking behavioral genetics experiment at the Institute of Cytology and Genetics, disguised as a fur enterprise. After 45 generations of selective breeding, foxes chosen solely for friendliness toward humans underwent remarkable transformations. Unlike their aggressive control counterparts, these experimental foxes develop dog-like traits: wagging tails, seeking human attention, floppy ears, curled tails, and splotchy coats. The friendly foxes demonstrated exceptional ability to understand human pointing gestures, performing on par with dog puppies. They showed preference for human touch toys, while control foxes avoided direct human contact. This experiment revealed that selecting for friendliness inadvertently enhanced social cognition. More importantly, it suggested that domestication could occur through natural selection when friendly animals gained advantages near human settlements, possibly explaining how wolves self-domesticated by adapting to human environments, leading to the first village dogs. The similarities between bonobos and domesticated animals suggest natural self-domestication. With more reliable food access than chimpanzees, bonobos developed remarkable sociability. At Lola Ya Bonobo, they consistently chose to share food with strangers over group mates. Our tests showed bonobos could share food from a single pile and divide resources equally, while chimps only cooperated when food was separated. Self-domestication may also explain human evolution. Before becoming ultra-cooperative, humans needed to become ultra-tolerant. Selection against aggression likely triggered an evolutionary chain reaction favoring social skills. Modern humans show signs of self-domestication. Thinner bones, smaller teeth and faces, and reduced craniums compared to ancestors from 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. These changes parallel the emergence of complex culture, like burials, art, and advanced weapons. The domestication process may have been mutual, dogs and humans influencing each other's evolution through profound interdependence. Since the initial studies with Oreo, research has revealed remarkable canine communication abilities. Dogs like Rico and Chaser can learn hundreds of words through exclusion learning, with Chaser even grasping categories like frisbee versus ball. Beyond simple arousal, dog barks show contextual variation through their flexible vocal cords, with distinct patterns for different situations. Dogs can also distinguish between types of growls, responding differently to food-related versus threatening sounds. Dogs excel at visual communication too, using signals like play bows to show friendly intent. When seeking help, they combine strategies like Oreo running under hidden food, alternating gaze, and barking only when humans are present. They demonstrate sophisticated audience awareness, adapting their signals based on their audience's capabilities. Guide dogs with blind owners, for instance, develop sound-based signals instead of visual cues. This creates a nuanced dog-human dialogue where both species can interpret various signals in context. Dogs show extraordinary loyalty to humans, preferring us to other dogs and acting like children to parents. This bond runs deep. 78 million dogs live in U.S. homes, with most owners viewing them as family. The connection is biochemical. Extended eye contact between dogs and owners increases oxytocin levels in both, while interactions reduce human blood pressure and boost beneficial hormones. The relationship began with wolves scavenging near human settlements. These early dogs learned to read human gestures, became warning systems and hunting partners, and occasionally provided food. Natural selection favored friendly dogs, leading to their preference for human company. This evolution suggests a parallel in human development. Perhaps friendlier humans gain survival advantages, developing higher intelligence. In essence, dogs may have civilized us as much as we domesticated them.